Before we get things rolling, though, let's bring in from the Sioux Falls Sky Force, the owner, the president, our good friend Mike Heineman on the Gas Stop Holiday Fan Line. Hey, Mike, good afternoon.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on.
I'm trying to, you're a Vikings fan, aren't you, or are you one of those Packer fans?
You know, I only get to watch football one day a weekend, and I choose Saturdays, so I'm not really a big
college.
NFL guy.
College.
I'm a Husker guy. So.
Oh, that's right, Husker guy. Well, that's okay. No change in coaches down there.
Don't have to roll your eyes out
here.
No, unfortunately not.
I know you've been a big part of doing stuff for our military around here, and you're going to have, again, military night come up with the Sky Force this weekend. Tell us about what's going to be happening this weekend.
Yeah, so it's Friday night. It's our 10th annual military night, and we do it to recognize the military and also raise money for a charity that we started over 10 years ago. It's just a chance. We will wear our camouflage uniforms, and it's just a chance to let anybody who is retired, active, reserves, or a family member of active military member or reserve or retired to come to the game, and we can just show our appreciation for what they've done for us. They all get free tickets. They just have to come to the game that night and get them at the front lobby there. And we'll also be wearing our camouflage uniforms that we'll auction off throughout the game to raise money for Operation Cares, which was a charity we started right after the war started, to raise money for military families while their soldiers are overseas with everyday needs such as groceries or home repair, car repair, just little needs that these families shouldn't have to be worrying about while their loved one is overseas. So we try to do our part. I mean, they do so much for us, and this is just our little way of saying thank you.
Now, for those that had been in the military, is it a military ID? Can they show like a DD-214? I mean, how could they do that if they don't have their military?
Just go, hooah.
Yeah, well,
you know, we just started taking people's word for it a couple of years ago because some people would come up without IDs, and you know, we figure, you know, if people are honest and good, you know, we'll just take their word for it. And anybody who's lying to us, well, I guess they have bigger issues. But no, I mean, we don't want to require ID or anything like that. Just if you've been in the military or a family member, just come up and we'll take your word for it.
All right. We not only support the men and the women, but also you too there, Mike, for what you do. You guys go above and beyond on that as well. So we thank you for doing that. See, the Miami Heat made a trade today. Tony Douglas is going to go to Miami. Any chance we might see Tony coming to Sioux Falls?
Oh, boy, I don't know. I asked Pat that, and he said I don't know either. So those decisions are made so much higher than me. I have no idea. But, you know, they're shaking things up, obviously. So I guess we'll see. Who knows? Maybe they'll add another guy that could be sent here. But, you know, that's not for me to decide, I guess. Mm-hmm.
So now that we're this far into the season and you guys haven't had the pressure of having to make a lot of these personnel decisions, what's it been like for you? Has it been a lot easier and a lot more relaxing, or have you taken that energy and that time that you would have spent with that and applied it to a different part of the organization?
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, moving into the new building, we had to focus a lot of attention on, you know, making sure we're doing things right there, which I think 11 games in, we're finally starting to feel good about where we are with the new building. So not having to worry about the players was nice that we didn't have to do that. And yeah, I do find myself wondering sometimes what I, you know, used to do with all that, because I was on the phone with the coaches that night at least for an hour a night talking about player personnel decisions, guys coming into the pool. You know, we'd get the list every night at about 7 o'clock of who was coming in, and I'd get a phone call shortly after that and talking about if we're going to put in a claim for them or if, you know, we need to get rid of some guys. But it's been nice. Miami is very level-headed with their moves. Obviously, you see we've made very few moves thus far into the season, and they like to see how things play out a lot more than I probably had in the past. It's probably a good thing because I was maybe a little hasty when I made moves, and it's been nice. They've done a good job. Obviously, our record's pretty good. We've lost a couple here lately, but we did finally pick up a win on Saturday, so we are back on the right track, and hopefully we can, you know, keep it going this weekend.
Yeah, third best record in the D-League right now, and you got Delaware, the 87, is it the 87ers?
87ers,
yep. Yeah, the 87ers coming to town for a couple of games this weekend. Yeah, we talked to the president of the D-League last week, not only about the D-League showcase, but He says it's amazing right now. There are NBA teams who want D-League teams. There are not enough D-League teams to go around. We may see an explosion of new D-League teams real soon.
Well, that's what we're anxious to hear about. We have our owners meeting at the All-Star game in New Orleans next month. So we're anxious to hear what the expansion plans are. I would think they're going to have to be fairly drastic here coming up because there are so many teams that want to get in either as an owned team or a hybrid situation like what we're in. And there's obviously not enough to go around. There's only three independents left. And not all those independents want to be an affiliated team. You know, there are obviously some, some advantages to not being an affiliated team. Like for Bakersfield, they had four NBA players assigned down to them when we played them last week. So you do get, I mean, when you're affiliated with, I think, six or seven teams like they are now, you obviously have a better, a larger pool to draw from
for,
as far as affiliate players are concerned. So they all don't want to jump ship into a one-on-one situation. So the NBA is going to have to look elsewhere to meet the demands that these NBA teams want.
Yeah, I think overall the NBA is going to have to put the hammer down and say for the best interest, not only of its players but the league, I think eventually we want to see that kind of like a minor league system where every NBA team has their own team somewhere in the D-League. I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, it has to, but also you want to make sure you're getting teams in the right situations. I mean, you don't want bad ownership groups. You don't want bad arena leases. You don't want teams to lose money and go away after a couple of years, because that's what we've dealt with that in the CBA in the past. And, you know, fortunately in the D-League, you know, teams have gone away, but they've moved to other cities or they've been bought up by NBA teams, so it's not the worst situation, you know, with them going away. But we don't want to reverse course and go back to the way we were in the CBA. We want solid groups to come in and make sure they're running the business right, not just focused on the basketball.
Yeah, you're certainly preaching to the choir here in Sioux Falls. Well, we certainly have seen
that
over the years, what has happened. Good stuff. All right, Skyforce and the Delaware 87ers coming to Sioux Falls this weekend. Military night, though, coming up on Friday. Again, give us the details for those that are present or past military members. What can they do?
Yeah, so if you're active, reserved, retired, or a family member of a military person, just come to the game that night. In the front lobby, we'll have a table that says military tickets. Just come up and get your tickets that night. It's easy.
Mike, thanks for the time. Thanks for what you do with our friends in the military, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
There he goes. Operation Cares is the charity benefit that they formed. And they have raised over $150,000 over the past 10 years.